Any time, any season is the right time to be with you. Hello, Detroit. You've won my heart.
Yeah, what up, Detroit? Detroit.
Now everybody from the 313, put your motherfucking hands up and follow me. Everybody from the 313, put your motherfucking hands up.
Detroit basketball.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, Detroit.
Yo, welcome. Hello, Detroit. Hello to the world. We're going to do things a little different today. See, y'all don't understand how much I enjoy being right about predictions, how much I just enjoy being right. Hit the music. Yeah. See, I enjoy being right. I knew the Pistons were gonna win. I knows it. You gotta believe me when I'm talking to you. See, you understand? If predicting wins is wrong, I don't wanna be right. Okay. Serious time. Let's be serious. Shh. Indoor voice. At one point, the Pistons were up 18 points. And that was second quarter, nearing halftime. Even through the second quarter, they were whooping ass. They were in charge. Large and in charge. They were doing what they had to. They came out with more energy. They came out possessed, man, on fire. They weren't playing no games. Andre Drummond pushed a hard line early. I mean, he was getting steals. I think two out of the three steals he had probably came in that first quarter. And, I mean, he was in the passing lanes, deflecting passes. He was everywhere. Everywhere. Then the refs decided, I'm tired of looking at Andre Drummond and I'm tired of looking at Marcus Morris, and decided to call some ticky-tack fouls. They both ended up with foul trouble. They both had to sit down. Marcus had to sit down in the first quarter. Andre eventually had to sit down as well. And they tried to bring Andre back in. He called another foul before halftime. And it was just a hot-ass mess, man. And it looked like the fix was in. It looks like, for a second, it looked like the Clippers brought their refs with them, and it just wasn't a good look for a little bit. And then next thing you know, the Clippers were back in the game, and it was something to see. But KCP stepped up. Even Ish Smith looked, he stepped up, man. He came through last night. It was a couple of times where he went to the rack like that wasn't DeAndre Jordan over there. It was a couple of times. And it was a couple of times that he, you know, he got his shit tossed into the third or fourth row. And it was hilarious to see, though, because it's like you keep saying, that's DeAndre Jordan, man. That's not just some dude. But he was trying to be fearless. He got into it with DeAndre for a hot second, and it was something to see. But it was a lot of balanced scoring last night. KCP had 16 points. Ish Smith had 16. Tobias Harris had 15. Andre Drummond had 16. Marcus Morris had 17, despite the foul trouble. And even John Lure came off the bench. He had 11. He had a nasty dunk. I can't remember who the hell that was in the way. I got video evidence of it, though. But he kind of went around the dude midair after a no look from Ish Smith, and it was nice. It was really nice. He also had 11 rebounds. Andre Drummond had 10, and they did what they had to do last night. They took care of business, and it's no way you can tell me they can't beat the Thunder tonight. Only way is if they use a poor excuse of, oh, I had, you know, jet lag, or, you know, because it's going to be on the road. They were here in Detroit last night, and I'm not sure what time they had that flight left, but they have to play the Thunder tonight, a couple hours. The Thunder are also coming off a game last night against the Nuggets, so it's a back-to-back for them too, so it's really no excuses here. Nobody got to rest. Nobody, you know, has a real advantage as far as travel or waiting on an opponent or anything like that. They're both coming from out of town. Let's meet here in OKC and let's get it going. I want effort tonight. And amazingly, and this is what I was saying, Stanley, I don't know where his game went. It's missing. It's on some meal carton somewhere. But the reserves came in. They did work. More specifically, Deron Hillard. I don't know if it's Deron, however you say his damn name, the man with the beard. He did work last night. He had 9 points, 3 rebounds. He had a steal, an assist. He had limited minutes, but he did his thing. He really did. He came in and contributed. He brought in a lot of energy. He was hustling. He was going out to lose balls. He was trying to, you know, change the trajectory of shots. He came in. He gave him a shot in the arm. And a lot of times Stanley gets lost in the offense immediately. This kid, he didn't give a damn. He was everywhere. He was everywhere on the floor. He made his presence felt last night, and I wasn't mad about it. Overall, they did a really good job keeping the Clippers. Well, they didn't keep them off the three-point line, but, I mean, they shut them down to 33%. And I thought the Clippers were going to have a lot of open looks. But then again, the Pistons overall, they do a pretty good job with perimeter defense. And they did a great job last night holding the Clippers to 7-21 shooting from distance, 47% overall. And they held them to 97 points, which is right around the average. They did well last night. The Pistons have yet to allow 100 points scored by the opponent in the Palace. They have yet to give up 100 points in the Palace. So, against that, that's a nice Clipper squad, man. That's just not no, you know, again, you know, last game they got blown out. And this game they came back and they were ready. They came, they swung and hit the Clippers dead in the mouth to start the game off. So, they did let go of an 18-point lead, and they did. They ended up losing by a couple of points for a second. But, you know, they kept fighting. They kept fighting. They kept digging. And I'm not mad at it. And it was a hell of a win. Blake Griffin, he did have 24 points. For whatever reason, he only had 3 rebounds. And you would think that Blake Griffin would rebound his ass off, but he didn't. Chris Paul only had 8 points. He had 15 assists, though, but he only had 8 points. He was held to 2 of 9 shooting. Blake Griffin was 9 for 17. J.J. Redick poured in 24. But overall, nobody really. Jamal Crawford had 14, but I'm not. The main people weren't really killing. They didn't. And this is funny for a 14-3 team to say, for me to say about a 14-3 team, but they just didn't have enough to put the Pistons away. And they just didn't. Overall, they really just didn't. Pistons took their will in the beginning. They gave it back for a second, and they took it right back. And I'm not mad at it. It was enjoyable to see them fight like that. They showed a lot of grit last night. So, with that said, will they win tonight? Yes. Last night they won by 11. I said they would win by 2. And now I kind of wish I said about 10 or something like that, and I would look like a genius. But I think tonight they'll win by 8. They beat the hell out the Thunder last time. But the Thunder at home, so I'll say Pistons by 8. And I'm not afraid to say it. And today the game is at 8 o'clock. If you're outside of Detroit, I'm not sure if it's on television. I'm really not. But yes, this is a back-to-back, but you had over 24 hours to get a little bit of rest. Yeah, you had to travel, whatever, but your next game is until Tuesday. So you got a couple of days to rest after tonight, so you might as well go all out, lay it all on the line. Starting today, you go on a four-game road trip. You play the Thunder today. You got the Hornets on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, you can play the Celtics. And Friday, you play the Hawks. You could at least go maybe 3-1, but most likely 2-2 the way this team is playing right now. And Reggie Jackson has about another week, maybe 2 weeks. And he's coming back against some really, to put it lightly, some opponents that are beneath you. And I mean for about 5 or 6 games. So those is about to come starting December 4th. It's no reason to not go on a little win streak. So regarding the game today against the Thunder, who are also coming off of a game from last night where they went to overtime with the Nuggets, and the Thunder pulled it out at the end. They end up winning by 3, 132 to 129. But the thing is this. Russell Westbrook played 41 minutes last night, and Victor Oladipo played 42. So, yeah, they're still young, still have young bodies, but they played a lot of minutes last night, and that could be towards the Pistons' benefit. It just could. Russell, can we talk about Russ for a second and talk about how, yeah, he got a triple-double last night, and all people are going to see is 36 points, 12 rebounds, 18 assists. Nothing to sneeze at. But he went 9 for 25 last night. Pushing the issue. And 36% shooting, that is nothing to be proud of. That is nothing to gloss over. That is nothing for any of you to pretend that did not happen and didn't exist. And I'm sure it's going to get glossed over. Whatever. That's just the nature of it. Because SportsCenter is going to say, Russell Westbrook had his 10th triple-double of the season or whatever number it was. But 9 for 25, man. And he played 41 minutes. Come on, man. I know you're going to say, oh, well, he has to put this team on his back. Victor Oladipo just happened to score 26 points last night, because for a while he was scoring 12 and 14 and 10. I've been watching, and a lot of it is his bad shooting. A lot of it is him not being able to get the ball when he wants. Enes Kanter and Steven Adams, you know, they get more touches than he do sometimes. So, but again, they played a bunch of minutes last night. They went to overtime, and they had to turn around and travel back to OKC, which isn't that damn far from Denver. But I'm saying they had to travel as well, so it was pretty much an even matchup, even playing ground. You had to deal with the same kind of thing last night. You both played tough games last night, and there's no reason to not pull this one out and to come out sluggish. There's no reason for it. So with that said, like I said, Pistons by 8. And expect me to be singing again tomorrow. And that we'll see. Not that Russ not going to come out with a bunch of energy at home, but I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed by the Thunder. I'm not impressed with their chances. They're not making the playoffs. I don't give a damn what any of you say. And unless they make a miraculous trade. But I'm running with the Pistons on this one. I'm not even being biased. I'm just looking at it. And I'm a pretty good observationist. And if you don't like what I got to say, oh well. Thank you for listening. Peace.